This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah starts Lamala Mehem. Lamala means more chomer. More chomer than the dinim that are mentioned in Mishnah Aleph. In Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah started Ovis HaTumos. And these are things that are primary sources, the Dvar HaMetamnim. Not things that are tummy because they were Mekabel Tumma. But the Mishnah says those are things that are Metame Odom V'Kelim B'Mago. Ve'eno Metame B'Masa. So the Mishnah clearly says that there's a Kula, that is, they, in order to be Metame, they have to come into direct contact B'Mago, not B'Masa. So the Mishnah is Nesiachis to that, L'malo Mehem, that there are types of Dvarim HaMetamim that are Metame if coming into contact even indirectly. What are those? What are things that are Metame even when coming directly, which we'll see is primarily Tumas Maso? So we have the first thing the Mishnah lists off is Nevela. We're talking over here about Nevela of a Behema or a Chaya. Nevela of Dogim Bechalala not Metame. A dead fish is not Metame. An Oif has an Isser Nevela. If it's not Shechted, of course it's also to eat. It's not Metame as a dead body. It is mitame as a maisa achila, what's called tumma bebeis habliya, which is a dvar chiddush. It's not the regular transmission. Things are not mitame when it's in the throat. Adrabo, it's in the throat. It's not touching the outside of a person. It's tumas magas beis hastom. It's a different type of din. But the regular tumma that comes into transmission of nevela will have the chaymer of maga and also maso. When we talk about nevela, we're including also chalokim of an animal that were have a din nevela b'chayim, namely evim and achay. That's also included in the shem nevela. It's not a dovah hamatam b'fnei atzmo, which is why the Mishnah doesn't have to mention it. The second thing that's mentioned over here is mechatos sheyesh bem kedei hazoya. We had in the previous Mishnah mechatos she'ein bem kedei hazoya. Mechatos sheyesh bem kedei hazoya that has a shear which it could be muzeh. It's enough to be maza onto a tor. So there it's metame on a higher level. It's metame, maga and masa. Obviously it's a gzezakosuv. And the point is this. There's the psukim in Parshas Chukas that talk about hazoas mechatos. So the posuk says, umaze mehanidu yichabes begodov. The one who is being maza, the mechatos, Yichabes Begodov, which means that it's metam on a higher level, letame Begodov, which we're going to discuss what that means, what's the Geder Adover. V'hanegea b'mehanido, someone who touches mehanido, yitmo ad ha'orev, becomes Tommy, doesn't say anything about Begodov. So clearly there's two types of tumor from Hazos Mechatos. Now, the Chazal understand that even though the Loshon, the Pasuk, as a verb, umaze mehanido, the one who's maze becomes Tommy, that's not true. The one who's mitaher cannot become tame. We're talking over here about touching the mechatos out of the context of a maisa zo. And what the pasuk means to be mechalek is the ratio of the pasuk. Umaze is going on enough me nida to actually perform hazo. And over there it has a higher level tumah. It's called yichabes begodov. Letam moi uletame begodov. If somebody only touches an amount that could be touched, but it can't be used, so there's no verb form, it's only enough to be touched, via the halacha is yitma adarev, that's the gzeres akosuk. Now, another point is that the Torah expressed this in verb form mazeh, but again, it's not going on the one who does the maisa, so it's going on the one who does a maisa. What's the maisa? The maisa is not the passive state of being in physical contact, which we call maga, but some type of active state called maso. Maso means there's a higher level tumor, and it's more of a sensitivity, even when it doesn't come, even when the person or the whatever is becoming tummy doesn't come into direct contact, it comes into contact ayidea maso, it comes into contact ayidea maso of the person. What type of maso? Normally, the maisa, masa means to carry it, to actually move it from place to place. Really, we could break down the maisa into a few different pieces. There's one maisa which is actually called moving it. The Loshna Chazal used for that, it's important to remember this term, is called Tumas Hesit. Hesit is Chazal's way of saying moving it, like his is. He moved that, let's say, nevela from place to place. He didn't touch it, but he moved it. He pushed it with a stick, or it was put on something that was put on him. It's not in contact with him himself, and he moves it from place to place. That's called hesed. There's also masa in terms of he's carrying it. Even if a person didn't do anything, it was put on him and it bore down on him. There's weight. There's a kovid mishkal that's on him of that thing. That's also called tumas masa. That's like an active state. That active state is again transmits tumah to the person who's carrying it or the person who's moving it without physical contact. We'll point out that this idea that moving, carrying something, is a way of being metame, the person who's carrying, is only by a person. It's all tmeim hema lochem, the Torah says, in the context of maso, Torah's koinim darshins that it has to be lochem, only a person, not a kli. Even though a kli could become tome from a nevela, but it doesn't become tome from nevela unless it touches the nevela, not if it's carrying the nevela. If the nevela is wrapped up in something, and it's now in a kli, so the kli is bearing the weight of the nevela, but it's not in physical contact, it's not metame. The way we just explained, by the way, that tumas hesit and tumas maso are two different things, and one doesn't need the other, and both of them are considered letame b'maso, is a Rambam. L'maisa, there are Rishonim that do hold that without the hesit, the carrying would not be considered tumas. That is the shita of the Rash. The Rav brings it in a few different places. The miut, the tumas maso, shaykh only to an odom, not to kelim or not to eichlin, we just read from the Rav. There are deis hacholkim. Take a look at Reb Kiva Eger over here. There are shittas that's based on Rashi and Nida and other makayros. But that's the stomius is that there's tumas maso only by other. Now the Mishnah goes a step weiter. We just said a chiddush that something could transmit tumah to an odom, specifically b'maso, without physical contact. The Mishnah adds that that tumas maso is mitama letame begodim b'mago. So the Mishnah adds that in the oifin where a person is being noise nevela or mechata sheyesh mum kedei hazo, he's mitame begodim that are touching him. Now, in the context of tumas maga, the Torah just says kol hanegeh b'nivlosom. Somebody touches nevela yitmo ad orev. V'chol hanoise b'nivlosom yichabes begodim b'tome ad orev. So it's very interesting. When we discuss Maga and Masa, we just pointed out that Tzad HaChiddush in Masa, that it transmits to me even in a very edel way. It's not coming into physical contact. So we would tend to think that Maga transmits to me with more intensity because it's direct physical contact. And yet the Torah says not that way. The Torah says, Kol HaNegeh b'Nivlosom Yitmo Ad Orev, He. V'chol HaNoisim m'Nivlosom, He's more Tome, Yichabes Begodov, He's Mitame Begodov. How does he mitam begod? Now let's remember that a sheretz is an avatuma. The person who is noisim in the blossom l'chayre becomes a rishon. And if he's a rishon, he can't transmit tuma to begodim. Begodim can only become a rishon. Only oichlim could become a sheni. Kelim will begodim become a rishon. So how does he transmit tuma to begodim? So you have to say with the nusach like this. The pasha to nusach. And this is the way the Rishonim say it, the Rash and the Rosh say this Mufurish, that sounds this way from the Rav and the Pirush Rambam over here, is that Noises Nevlosom might be a Mechudish Dika type of contact, but once the Torah was Mechadish it, the Pshat is once he's carrying the Dover Hamitame, he's in active holding on to it. He's not just in contact with the Dover Hamitame, he's carrying it, he becomes together with the Dover Hamitame, he's an Avatoma. So in the immediacy of the clothing that's on him, he's considered an avatuma to transmit tuma from the nevela that he's carrying in a shopping bag to the clothing that are on him. He's the avatuma biyacha to the clothing that are on him. The nevela is being metame the begadim on him because the nevela is metame him. He's an avatuma. He's part of the nevela. And now he transmits from his status as an avatuma to the begadim. The other way to say it, and this is Mufurish Losh and the Rambam in Zovim, is that he transmits tumah to anything that he's carrying. Afal pishu rishon l'tumah says that he's a rishon l'tumah. Somehow the begodim she'olov, he becomes a conduit. What's called in Lashonis of Tyrus, he's a yad l'tumah. It's like touching something attached. mashal a kli. There's always a discussion about the handle of the kli. What's called touching the kli? If somebody touches food, so there's a tumah that's transmitted. What about the stem of the food? What about the peel? What about the pit? B'chule. There's a lot of nice, and we have a homosexual of uktzin dealing with that type of thing. And over here also, clothing is considered enough biyachas to a person that the tumah is considered transmitting from the avatumah, namely the sheret, straight to the begodim, because he's wearing the begodim. Not that he becomes together with the dov ha-metame and he's an avatumah. Now the Mishnah adds a word. Metamenes ha-odom b'maso, letame, doesn't just say begodim, letame begodim b'maga. Letame begodim b'maga means begodim that he's in contact with. It doesn't say only clothing that he's wearing. It says clothing that he's in contact with. The Rishonim over here, the Rav has an Arichus. It means that he's the nevela, again, that he's carrying in the shopping bag, that he's holding is mitame begodim, or others say even kelim, that he's in contact with, lav dafka that he's wearing. So tumas maso transmits through the Odom to anything that he's in contact with, be it kelim, be it begodim, and the Rishonim say also eichlin u'mashkin. Now some Rishonim understand that this is anything that he's touching. What about clothing that he's wearing that he's not touching? No difference, he has to be touching it. Lav dafka everything a person wears is coming into physical contact with the skin. So he's carrying a shopping bag with a nevela inside, and he has on top of his jacket, he has a raincoat. The raincoat is not touching his body in any way. The raincoat is only touching his jacket. The jacket is touching his body. Or maybe even the jacket is not touching his body, it's on top of his shirt. So which beged becomes nitma? L'chor, the beged that he's bimago with. Not begodim that are further along the line. They can't become tome from the beged which is nitma bimago. Some Rishonim say not that way. The Rosh in Zovim says that clothing, even that are not touching, if he's wearing it, it's part of him, that's kilu, it's part of him, to become tummy. The maga is only necessary by clothing that he's not wearing. Mashenkin, clothing that he's wearing, the wearing is mevatl, the clothing to him. Let's say we'll use for a tushtel. When a person is wearing something on Shabbos, it's part of his guf. Insofar as dinim, let's say, like being kaver, the tchum of that article of clothing, it's nizbatul gufa, it's not kind of a din of its own. Or shvisa legabi klechotz, a different dinim. You see that kalim that a person's wearing, begot that a person's wearing, are part of his body. And over here also, they're part of his body, biyachas to the tumah that's transmitted derech the sheretz, which he's carrying. Now, it is a well-known shita, Rashi says very clearly in Bava Basra, Daf Tes, Samed Beis, that masa of nevela is only mitame begodim that are on him. That means Rashi is understanding that the only reason why begodim sha'olav, even though the person is a rishon letumah, could become tome, is because they're tvelim loy, they're bottled to his guf. So only clothing that he's wearing, not kelim that he's touching. Any other type of begodim or kelim that he comes into contact with are not nitma. Problem is, the Mishnah says not the way. It says mitlotame begodim bemaga. You look at the Rav, the din that we have, Metame Begodov B'maga, is Mufurish in the Teres Kayanim. So this is Taisus Kasha over there on Rashi. If we'd be looking for a Makar, first of all, according to Rashi, L'chari will take out the word, Akhrenim pointed this out, the word B'maga, Letame Begodov, but the very next words of the Mishnah, the last three words, could be a Makar for Rashi. The Mishnah finishes all, V'chasuche Begodim B'maga, which means Chasuche begodim. Begodim are prevented. It's a funny way of saying it. Begodim are prevented from becoming tomei from nevela bimaga. So the Mishnah speaks out that begodim and kelim don't become tomei bimaga, which according to Rashi could mean that if he's not wearing them but he's only touching them, they don't become tomei. Punkt fakert from what the other Rishonim understand, I'll be the Torah's kainim. So Rashi understood that only begodim that are tvelim loy can become tame. And the rationale behind that is that Rashi holds that the only din to be metame begodim is only when they're part of the person. It's only begodim sholom. According to the other Rishonim, begodim can be mekabel tame. We have two ways of explaining that. Even according to the other Rishonim, the rationale has to be something to the effect of a person being meshach shaychi, tumas chiburim, is some type of chibur between the Odom and between the Dov HaMetame, the Nevelo, if it's B'masa, or the Odom and the Kelim that he's in contact with. Because otherwise we have a problem. We pointed out before that this idea of Tumah b'maga makes sense on everything. Kelim, Oichlin. But Tumah b'masa, where there's no direct physical contact, is only ba'odom. So if it's only ba'odom, how did begodim become tummy? Because the begodim are part of him, or because he's mechubur to nevela, because he's carrying it. So there has to be some type of connection over there. So those are the shittis, and this is the raid. Mishnah's Tyrus brings the svaris that we just said, the kashas, with the terutzim also from the stipler and from Rav Shach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.